Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
We're looking at 5 minutes until 8 o'clock in the morning on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us.
We always love to share with you updates from folks who come on our program and they do great things, and we can celebrate with them when they come back with an update.
Yeah, some people have two birthdays.
That's true. Our next guest sure does. Will Massey. If you remember him, he was diagnosed with a heart condition as a teenager in high school. Went uninfected for years. In 2017, he was told by doctors he needed a new heart. In September of 2018, he got one. And here we are, what, several years later, 3 years later? And Will Massey joins us looking healthy and grinning from ear to ear, just as you did before you came on the show. Wow.
Well, you're such a young man and, of course, athletic. So tell us what it's like to be living with a new heart, the before and the after.
Well, pre-transplant, very difficult as far as health-wise. A lot of things I couldn't physically do that I was doing prior. Taking walks and riding a bike, and that kind of stuff. That was not be able to do that. But after transplant, the most difficult part is the first year, because you have so many follow-ups and biopsies and things like that, med appointments, med adjustments. But the farther out you get, the better it gets.
Wow.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Until you just don't even realize.
No, I still think about it quite often that I'm walking around, with someone else's heart. Yeah. Who I do not know.
I was going to say, did you ever find out? Did you guys ever meet? Or how was that left?
So the way that works is I have to write, or any transplant person have to write the family a letter. I provide that letter to my case manager at the hospital, and then they give it to the case manager on the other side of the donor family side. And I just wait to see if they write back, and my family has not written back. And that was, I think I wrote them in November of 19. I purposely waited a year.
Wow.
As we know, the transplant, you have to work your way to the top of that list. I mean, it has to be a delicate balance between your need and someone having a heart that would be compatible with your body. So you're so blessed, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there is certain criteria that you have to meet to be at the top of the list. And basically, in so many words, you have to be very sick.
Yeah, and some people never get the opportunity to have a transplant because time runs out.
Yeah, so you have to be very sick to get on that list. So.
You're how old, may I ask?
My birthday is Friday, and I'll be 50.
Get out of town!
He does not look it, does he?
Are you serious?
He's great. Absolutely.
You look like 30. What's your secret?
Thank you.
Oh, new heart.
Getting a new heart, yeah. I tell people sometimes, I think this heart is about 35. I can feel it.
Wow.
So, yeah. Good gracious. Yeah. Will, this is fantastic.
Amazing.
What's something that you are doing now that even prior to you never would have thought of doing? Running a race, swimming, walking around a theme park. Is there something that you were waiting to do? Now, 3 years later, you're finally able to do, or it's still to do on your to-do list?
I don't know if I have anything on my bucket list to do that's heart-related. But, I'm staying active right now. Working a couple of part-time jobs, I do some volunteering. I know a couple of weeks you guys had Councilwoman Nikita Jackson and Pastor Brown on. So I've actually volunteered on a couple of those community cleanups.
Oh, fantastic.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, Will, I know that the culture we live in right now regarding COVID-19,
mm-hmm.
How has that impacted you, and especially with being a heart transplant?
And
exactly. How does that all work?
So I actually contracted COVID in January. And it wasn't that great, you know, me already being immunosuppressed due to the medications and things. You know, I got many of the symptoms, but I didn't have to be hospitalized or anything like that. Just basically took some quarantine, took some over-the-counter meds, and, you know, maybe 2 weeks for me, because being immunosuppressed, things take a little bit longer because you are immunocompromised. To heal.
Well, I am so thankful that too just worked in your favor. You must have some good stuff ahead of you that you got some purpose in your life there.
I hope so. I hope so.
You know, sometimes you read things after a heart transplant. Sometimes actually depression or anxiety mm-hmm. might follow. Did you work through some of the, you know, just the mental ability to adjust to the fact that I have a new heart. This is a different heart. You know, maybe the weight of responsibility.
Yeah, that can work on your brain. And like I said, I have reached out to the family, but I also think about them. You know, where it's for my family and my friends and support system, it's a celebration.
Yeah.
But there's another side to this. There's a family that's grieving. So, like yesterday, we celebrated. Mm-hmm. But they're grieving that at the same time. So I have thought about that, you know, and I often do.
Well, it's just
so now that's going to stick with me every year.
Yeah,
sure.
The greatest gift. And, I mean, for you to think through how the other family feels, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. who lost a person so that you could continue to live and be that person for your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And I think... You know, I kind of understand why they may not reach out.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
And my case manager explained that to me when she first told me how the process worked. So
you have a case manager when you get a heart transplant.
Mm-hmm. Everyone does. And I've reached – and since being having a transplant, I've actually supported other people that were getting ready to have a transplant. My case manager called me several times.
That's great.
So I've just been a support system for other people that have to go through this.
Yeah.
Well, Will Massey is just an all-around great guy. Great update. 3 years now with a new heart.
3 years.
Yesterday was the three-year anniversary. This Friday, your birthday, a lot to celebrate. And just here's a continued road to success and healthy living. And, you know, that's why we stress the importance of the three W's. Wash your hands, watch your distance, and wear a mask, because you don't know who you're standing beside. Will's a great example.
Exactly.
He's just fantastic. And, Will, thanks so much for the update. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Hopefully you come back in year four and just continue to update us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Great.
Appreciate
awesome.
It.